Every pitch.
Gilbert's back. Track. Wall. Bye-bye, baseball.
Every trade.
It's like getting the band back together. The boys are back in town. Cue up the Thin Lizzy. You know, it's just it's just good to see the boys back.
Every moment that swings the game. With Brewers insider Dominic Catronio on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Brewers Weekly tonight starting at 8 o'clock. And he is in sunny Arizona with Cactus League and everything happening there. Dom, how are you?
We're great. How are you, Julia?
Very good. I'm with Telly.
Hey, Telly.
What's up, Dom? How you doing?
I mean, we're working on our sunburn right now, but it's feeling great.
Well, that's something you wouldn't be able to do back home.
Guess what? Guess what, Dom?
What we got?
Okay. I'm driving because I had to go to the Wisconsin Safe Fair Parks Expo Center this morning. Driving on 94, passing AmFam. It's so foggy here. I swear, Dom, I could not see AmFam. I saw one like light pole of like, you know, maybe euchre or yellow or, yeah, what is it? There's a whole bunch of different names in the parking garage. Lot.
Yeah.
But I could not see AmFam. It's that foggy out here.
I saw a photo of the view from Third Ward. Like, you can't even see the Hone Bridge. And I can report we have the opposite problem here. Visibility is infinite. Not a cloud in the sky. I've got a clear view of Piestewa Peak as we speak right now. So a little breezy, but it's a perfect day down here in Cactus League.
Hey, we know, Dom, you're not the weather guy. You're the Brewers insider, so let's get to it. Three weeks
bragging.
Away from opening day. We know that's a holiday here in Milwaukee, but all signs are pointing towards Jacob Mizorowski. Is he going to be or make his first opening day start as the Brewers starter?
I think it's a little complicated. You know, if you would have asked me 48 hours ago, I would have said yes. But I'm starting to keep the door open for Brandon Woodruff, but I still do think it's going to be Jacob Mizorowski, and here's why. Quinn Priester, we spoke to him today. He's going to be a subject of my daily wrap, but just the fact that he's not throwing off a mound currently, and given that we're 3 weeks away from opening day, and maybe people would be presumptive, well, if Woody can't go, it would be Quinn, right? Well, he's not throwing off a mound. He's dealing with something wrong with his wrist. It's nothing that's popping up on imaging, so they're trying to get to the bottom of it here. So if Quinn's not able to go, and if Woody's not able to go, next logically would be Jacob Mizorowski. Now, in the case that the Brewers choose Miz, and then maybe they put Quinn Priester on the injured list to start the season, I would imagine that means Brandon Woodruff is in the opening day rotation, but then he's probably just starting maybe game four or game five to make sure that he's built up and good to go.
Yeah, it's a lot that goes on because it's a big day, but then again, you look at it, it's the first of 162 games. So you got to figure out the rest of the season and not just focus on opening day. But whatever the case may be, the good thing is you can go with experience, or Jacob Mizorowski making his first opening day start would also be really cool. But moving to Christian Yelich, who made his spring debut on Wednesday and promptly just came up and hit a home run. It seems like he's pretty much on pace and on course, because we know when veterans arrive at spring training, they have their own schedule to make sure that they are ready to they're ready for opening day. But for Yelly, one swing at a bat, you kind of say, okay, he's right on pace, right?
I think the way that you put it, Telly, was exactly that, right? There's no reason to overreact to anything Yelly does. I mean, this is year 14 for Yelly in the big leagues. Doesn't even include his, you know, minor league years when he was in the Marlins organization. I mean, I think the dude knows what he needs when spring training rolls around, right? 3 weeks is plenty of time to get enough at bats. He'll be in the lineup, I believe, tomorrow against the Diamondbacks. He has the day off today. He gets his at-bats. And also, you know, just because he's not into the games doesn't mean he's not getting his work in on the backfields, too. There are so many lives and simulated games. We say lives, that means like live at-bats. That means getting reps against your fellow teammates who are trying to work on their stuff, too. So there's always action happening on the backfields, and Yelly's right in the middle of it, too. And for him, I talked to him a little bit today. He goes, honestly, it just checked all the boxes, right? I feel good. I'm working on this leg kick, trying to incorporate that again to feel more athletic. And hey, getting results on day one is never a bad thing.
Yeah, and a lot of the stars around MLB are playing for their countries with the WBC, which is, in my opinion, one of the coolest tournaments in all of professional sports. But probably not so much for a lot of the managers who send their players to play in this tournament, hoping that they don't get injured while they're playing for their countries. But how has Pat Murphy been dealing with Bryce Tarang not being around? And it is an interruption, even though this is something that a lot of players really look forward to doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Murph is a guy that encourages participation in the World Baseball Classic. I mean, he has managed on the international stage in the past for Team Netherlands back in the late 90s and in the 2000 Olympics down in Australia. He was the manager for the Kingdom of the Netherlands back in the day. So he sees it as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If you are invited, you should go. And I understand the injury fear by some people, but you're just as likely to be injured in a game here in the Cactus League as you are in the WBC. So I don't really think that it's like an added risk. I know I can hear what people saying about pitchers, but they're on such strict pitch limits, and we have so much sports science to suggest that they will be fine. But for the Brewers and for Tarang in particular, what an honor, right? To share the field with Judge and Harper and so many of the household names of the game, and he's going to be in that lineup with them. Like, that's so cool to say that a Brewer is representing Team USA and be on the biggest stage that baseball has.
Yeah, I hope that Quinn Priester's okay with his wrist discomfort. He is our Brewers insider and host of Brewers Extra Innings. Brewers Weekly is tonight from 8 to 9. Dom Cotroneo from sunny Arizona, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Julia. Thanks, Sally.